How is that different from a hand fork?
From a pitchfork, you mean?
No, just a little fork that you have to bend down and use.
Oh, that is a trowel.
Okay.
A spade is the little thing, the scoop that's like that.
All right. What's a pitchfork used for?
Well, there's the ones with the four thick tines that you use to break up earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ones with the three skinny tines, you know, like in the American Gothic painting, that you use to pitch hay with.
Okay. What kind of a rake do you use to get up leaves in the fall?
Well, there's two different kinds of rakes, too.
Okay.
One has short, thick teeth that you would use to sort of turn over earth with. Another one has the long, bendable teeth.
Is that the one for the leaves?
Right, that's one for the leaves.
All right. What do you call a tool that you use to cut bushes and hedges with?
Shears.
Okay. What's a hedge trimmer?
A hedge trimmer would probably be electric pruning shears.
Okay. But a manual one would be just called shears.
Right.
All right.
Or hedge shears, something like that.
If, say there were a storm and a large tree blew down and you wanted to go ahead and use it for firewood or something, mm-hmm. what is the tool that you'd use to cut it up with?
Well, if you were smart, a chainsaw.
Right. Okay. Right, will you describe to me different kinds of beefsteak?
Different types of beefsteak?
Yes.
Well, you mean just steak, or not?
Different cuts.
Different cuts. Well, the grading is prime, which is very expensive and has a lot of fat in it, which I don't particularly like, because I don't like to eat fat. Choice, which is just your normal run-of-the-mill stuff. And then, other cuts, you mean, I guess, like porterhouse, mm-hmm. T-bone, sirloin, filet mignon.
Can you briefly describe the
difference? Well, a T-bone steak has a T-bone in it.
Yeah.
A strip steak is rectangular. A fillet.
Wait, does it have a bone in it?
No.
Okay.
A porterhouse has a bone in it. A round steak has a little round bone in it. How descriptive, you know? A fillet has no bone in it, and it's very small and circular. That's about all the unchopped steaks I know about.
Sirloin?
Well, a sirloin would be sort of like a big strip, but no bone.
Okay. What are some other cuts of beef that aren't steaks?
Well,
or that are chopped up? Or
there's various grades of ground beef. You know, chuck, hamburger, etc. There is an abomination called a minute steak.
What's that?
A minute steak, or they used to call them, or when they have gravy on them, they're Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that, well, you know these paper towels with the little nylon webbing in it that so it won't break apart? That's what this is. It's been sort of cross-hatched so that you need the chainsaw to cut it with.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
What's Swiss steak?
Swiss steak would be something similar to Salisbury steak, something you get out of a TV dinner.
Okay.
Or a cheap cafeteria.
Okay. What are some cuts of pork?
Well, there's bacon. There's country ham and city ham.
And the difference?
Well, city ham is like the Danish ham you get, or the picnic ham, or something like that. Country ham is in two categories. There's the artificially done country ham, which is what, you know, smoked ham. And then there's the real country ham, which is very difficult to obtain because it takes too long. It's not worth the price. I mean, country folk make it for themselves, and if you know someone, they may give you one, but they don't sell them in stores.
Okay, can you tell me how it's made and why it isn't worth the price?
Well, they butcher their own hogs, they salt them down, they hang them up in their attic and smoke them or in a smokehouse for a month. and it's usually just the way each one is sort of individual. I mean, there can be good ones and bad ones, you know, and it depends on what you like. You know, I mean, if you've eaten country ham a lot, you can tell, you know a good one from a bad one.
I've never tried it. They use salt in it more.
Right. It's very salty. And in a restaurant, if you get country ham, it will have the country ham taste.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a, you know, artificially induced into the meat.
Very quickly.
Right.
Alright. Any other kinds of, what about cuts of pork itself?
Well, there's pork chops. There's barbecue.
What's barbecue?
Ground up pork shoulder.
Is that before it's had barbecue sauce put on it? It's called barbecue?
Well, here, barbecue is, it is after they have it's shredded pork shoulder, but no one would eat shredded pork shoulder without barbecue sauce on it.
Okay, so it's sold specifically for barbecuing.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? From different parts of
pork-wise, well, there's pig's feet.